Continue with Rabbeinu Yonah Mishle, Paragimel, Pasuk Tes. Just what he said last time was a big yisoid. He saw in Pasuk Vav a lot of Pesukim in Paragimel discuss Bitachon, and then he's Marech very much at the end of Pasuk Chavav, which I hope we'll start today, Be'ez Hashem. But he said in Pasuk Vav that a big yisoid also with regard to Bitachon, and that is that Bitachon is not just with big things in life. Bitachon is with every step of the way, he says. And that a person is going to the store to buy bread, he should also think beforehand, I'm Poitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's up to him for me to be able to get bread. V'chulu. He says it's something that most people don't do because it's such an insignificant thing. First of all, for two reasons, he says. First of all, the first reason is because it's such a simple thing that they don't think that it's not going to happen. And the second thing is because it's even if worse things that it doesn't happen, it's not so terrible. So they won't get the bread. Nope, Seder. It's not like the person is starving. It's not like they can't have anything to eat. So he doesn't feel that it's important to have bitachon. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, you should be having bitachon by every single step of your life. And not only that, the bitachon that you have in your Rebbeinu Shalom for the small things is worth so much more than the actual thing that you're trying to get, accomplish, ukedemeh. So chaval not to have bitachon with everything. Rebbeinu Shalom, I hope they'll be able to get to yeshiva on time today. I hope they'll be able to learn today. I should be able to focus, I should be able to learn. It's every single aspect of a person's life. When a person starts with small things, which is, it's easy be'etzem to have bitachin in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe easier not because the person thinks that he doesn't, it's such a significant thing, like he says. But it's so small and it's an easier place to start than bitachin when a person is in lachas and a person is, he has to pay his bills and he has no way to pay it, he has in a situation where he's in a sakon rachman al islan, where there's a health issue or whatever it is. Here it's an easier place to start. And the schar is tremendous, like he says. And this is a way that a person could begin his avodah in bitachin that should guide him through his entire life. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and he says another big yisay. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Pasuk Tes. Kavedes Hashem Yehoincho. Umirish is called Tvul Secho. V'yimolu asomecha sova v'siru shikovecha yifritzim. Be mechabed Rebbeinu Shalom, give kavod to Rebbeinu Shalom mihoinecho, from your affluence, from your riches, from your wealth. U'mireishis kol tvuasecha. From the beginning of all your tvua, you should give to Rebbeinu Shalom. We know, betzem, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the first is always supposed to go to Rebbeinu Shalom. He gives us trees, the first 3 years is early. He gives us the fourth year is revai. He gives us tvua, so then there's truma and meiser. He gives us a field, there's peya. He gives us animals, there's reishis ages. He gives us everything. The beginning is always the reishis always goes through Rebbeinu Shalom. B'machaber Kadosh Baruch Hu mehoinecho, from your wealth, umireishis kol tvuasecho. Chazal darshim migreincho, from your gorein, from your throat. That person has a nice voice. He should be machaber Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the schus? V'yimalu asamecha sova v'siru shikovecha yifreitzim. And your storehouses will be filled with plenty. And v'tira shikovecha yifreitzim. And the wine of your wine press, your winery, yifreitzim, will be plentiful. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, kamedes Hashem yihinecho, shovel inina bitochen. In between the pesukim we're talking about bitachon, we're back to the inyan bitachon. He says, "Va'omar." The pasuk says, "Kavodes Hashem yehoinecho ubala hazir." It's coming to warn us, caution us. Shelo yiteir al einoi bepizroi mamin lemitzas l'tzedakah. A person shouldn't feel bad. He shouldn't feel that it shouldn't hurt him. The fact that he's giving out money for to be mekayim mitzvahs or for tzedakah. V'lo yidak, and he shouldn't be worried. Panechzar hainim b'manas yodei. He might be giving out tzedakah. Vaz v'zayin. What's going to be? He's not going to have enough for himself. Be boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're not going to lose out from doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to lose out from doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's spending money for tzedakah, whether it's spending money for mitzvahs. Be boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yechzer loy, v'chol asher lo yerbe. He's going to, as the next pasuk says, v'yimolo asamecha sava v'chim ksiv. U'b'chanuni no bezeis. It's one of the only places that we find, or maybe the only place we find, that Rebbeinu Shalom tells you, you're allowed to test me. That if you give Meister, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you could test me. I will be Mashpia Shef on you if you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Meister. sipuk she'oitzim bo'itzreis. The hoin wealth really includes all the different things that we put in storehouses. Miloshin loy omru hoin. Alkein omar v'imolu asamecho seiva. Keneged kavrish Hashem yoinecho. Keneged, that which it says, v'imachavad Hashem yoinecho, which means all your wealth, then, which includes all different types of wealth, v'imolu asamecho seiva. Then your storehouses doesn't have to be granaries specifically, any type of storehouse. A storehouse could also be storing silverware. It could be storing, who knows what it could be. It includes everything. Alkein omar v'imolu asamecho seiva. Keneged kavrish Hashem yoinecho. V'tirish yikovecho yifreitzu. Kenegin Rishis called Tuaisecho. Kenegin, which it says, the beginning of your Tua, Rabbi Nirin actually learns that the Tua, he says, Vitua Sakarim. He says that we're referring to Tua, sometimes used, the Pasuk uses it, Tua Sakarim, which is referring to the produce which comes out of the vineyard, which means grapes, or wine for that matter. Lav Dafka does Tua mean grain. So he says, that's why the second part of the second Pasuk is Kenegin the first part, the second part of the first Pasuk. Mireish is called Tuasecha, means from the Trumas and the Mice that you're going to give, from your Tua, which Tua? Tua Sakarim, which is referring to your wine and your grapes. And what's going to be the Schar? V'tirish yikovech yifreitzu. And Mischar that, then the wine in your winery will be Mischarim. Yifreitzu, Yirbu. Ki abrocho badover shlei nimdad. Bracha can be found in something which is, Chazal say, and abrocho matuyel badover asomi min ha'ayin, badover shlei nimdad, le nishkal. Kiyodua, when the Sfaradim came there to Israel, they wouldn't allow them in the hospital after they were born, they wouldn't allow them to weigh the babies when the baby was born. Because in Bracha Mitzvah, B'davar Nimdad V'Nishka, Chazal say. So, therefore, it's only the Davar HaSavim Minayin. We don't know how much there is. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stick in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim Gluim. So we don't know exactly how much money there is. So terrific, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Marbet. But if once a person it's Nimdad, it's Nishka, so then it's harder. It's more of an eighth if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, and therefore, generally it's not done. Al kein hizkir haribui al tirish ha'ikavim. That's why it says that the ribui is going to be when it's still in the winery, when it's still in the press. When you haven't waited, and you don't know how much wine you have, that's where the bracha is going to be. V'nei zeh midarche ha'bitochen. Comes along with Ben Yeren, he says, this is midarche ha'bitochen. She yiftach liboy, kekasher yechzar memoyne in the mitzvah, kein yirbe v'chein yifrei. It's a person, should be boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when I'm giving away money, kein yirbe v'chein yifrei. Kesher yanu esom, kein yirbe v'chein yifrei. It's almost the exact opposite. They thought that they were going to be machzer klal Yisrael, and they caused the exact opposite. Kein yirbe v'chein yifrei. He says the same thing over here. When a person gives away money for tzedakah, when a person gives away money for mitzvahs, then he's not being machzer, fakert. That's what's kein yirbe v'chein yifrei. The way to be mekayim your money, Chazal say, melech momen chaser. The way to salt away your money, they should have it, is chaser, is when you give it away. When you give it away, that's the way to. And it's been said that in the recession in 2008 and other times that the people that really lost a lot of money, it's because they didn't give as much maaser as they're supposed to give. They didn't give the money they're supposed to give. Gedolim said it. Not just 2,000 years ago, the story that we said from Yechem and Zakeh, you found the daughter of Nachtim ben Gurion, that she was Malakit Serim ben Golia Behema. And you said, I remember signing on your ksuba that just your father's side was giving 1,000,000 gold coins. Except for the other side. Forget the other side. I remember signing on your ksuba, and look, she doesn't have a single penny. She's Malakit Serim. So she asked, what happened? What happened to all your father's money? Didn't, so the daughter of Nachtim ben Gurion said, this is exactly what she said. Isn't that what Chazal say? Melech momen chasan. That the way to save your money is when you give it away. So you say, oh, you know, Dimon Gurion didn't give away the money. Everybody knows that Dimon Gurion was Miatir Yerushalayim, that he gave away so much money. Like the Kidiboy Le Mevan. He didn't give as much as he should have given Kefi his wealth. And this is something that a person has to bear in mind, that the story that Yaakov Galinsky says, that he met somebody in Europe, in Russia, I think it was, in Siberia possibly, that he says that he's Meichel, everybody that he's that has ever wronged him, except for two people, the Kovnarov and the Panovicharov. What? Taking it back a little bit, he says, "Was geschehen? What happened that all that you're not meichel them?" He said, "I'll tell you." He said, "We had a massive business. We had a massive business, and for hundreds of years, I think it's at 300 years, his family was the business has been going, and they've been stockpiling the riches, and." The Kovnarov and the Panovicharov came to ask for tzedakah. And we gave them a donation. And they asked for more. And they said,
And we said, what's going to be? They said, we can't give any more. Because what happened a few months later, the communists, the Russians came, and they confiscated all of our property. At gunpoint. There was nothing to do. He says, why didn't the Ponovitcherov and the Kovnerov also come with a gun and ask us to give more tzedakah? At least, l'chol ha'pachas, the money would have gone to tzedakah. And it's more than that. It could be that would be the schus that the money should be saved. That's really what Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here. Bianco Glinsky said that he came to Eretz Yisrael after the war, and we met up with the Ponovitcherov. And he remembered, he told him the story. And the Ponovitcherov says, I remember the story clearly. He says, you know what he told me when we asked for more? You know what he said? He said, what's going to be left for us? What's going to be left for us if I give someone? So what was left for them? One of the time. Melech Momen Choser, that's the way to do it. Now this is something which applies all the time. This could be applied to a lot of different situations. I'm going to give one situation that I was with just because I think it brings out this point. Somebody came to me and he asked me, he was doing something for a Seder to be able to make some extra income, and he felt that for his Avodas Hashem and for his Limud HaTorah it would be better if you change and he stops doing that and he starts learning something else. I think he wanted a Chaz, which was Bazor Chol, if I remember correctly. And he said, the only problem is I'm going to be down about a few hundred dollars. We're down $300. Now that he's not doing that, he's not going to... What can he do? So I said, I think that if you're doing... We're not talking about $10 million here. We're talking about $300. We're talking about... I said, if you're doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you feel that this is the best for Avodas Hashem, I said that I'm pretty sure the Rebbe will take care of you. So he says, I want you to be Maftiach. So I told him, I'm not a Baba. Because later on that day, I think it was, I went to a mashgiach. I go to a vat once a week, usually I try. And I asked this mashgiach, choshev mashgiach, I said, could I be maftiach? I said, this is the story, could I be maftiach? He says, you could be maftiach? He says, we have to be mischazik in bitochen. You should be learning bitochen, learning yoni bitochen. They should be a person mischazik, and he has a, it'll help together. I can't remember if it was the end of that day or the next day. Somebody came over to me that he's looking to pay somebody, the Avrich is looking to pay somebody to learn to his Bas B'chalav. Not bad. At the end of the day, I don't think that worked out. I have to say the end of the story, for whatever reason. But it was just so clear to me that if a person's supposed to do it, and because there's so many ways that the person gets the money that it's just, you're not going to lose out. Do you always see it so clearly? No. Don't think that every time they're going to lose the money, then it's going to come to the account. Sometimes it is. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom is so kind to us that he does it, that you should be able to see clearly, not to lose out. But l'maisa, at the end of the day, melech malon chaser, from doing a mitzvah, you're not going to lose out. That's what Rebbeinu Yehuda is telling us. Kiyom hamamon milichosei hachisaren. Maybe we'll just start a little bit. I'm not going to go too far. It's a long arichas here. We'll start Mishlei Paragimel Pasik. Chofei, really go together. Al tira lipachat pisoim u'mishoyes Hashem kisovei. Do not worry from a sudden fear. U'mishoyes Hashem, a holocaust of the wicked. Kisovei, should it chas v'shalom come. Why? Ki Hashem yiyeh b'kislecho v'shomer raglecho milokeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you when you're boiteach, b'kislecho, is a lashon of bitochim, says Rashi in the Mefarshim, v'shomar raglecho milokin. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect your feet from getting ensnared, from getting trapped. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda Chofei, al tira mipachat pisayin, afa pishin nigzar al amokum lovei lov shreyas v'shoyim, even though it was nigzar that there should be a holocaust, ata tzinotel v'loitisve b'avayin ha'ir. V'loitisve b'avayin ha'ir, he says. Is it really playing on Lashon of Chazal? Pentisofe, right? Bavainir means that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kimin Shemitim Rishus L'Mashris, Einim Avchin Ben Rosh L'Tzadik, it says, Chazal saying. Comes along, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, the Pasuk is being Maftiach you, that there's a way to get out of it. Even though it's Nigzar Alamokoyim Lov Yishoya, this person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will pluck the person out. And we know stories of people that in the Holocaust, one out of 1,000, that one person was able to, didn't make sense that this person should be saved. No, it didn't make sense. Doesn't mean that everybody that was saved is the people that had to be talking to the people that wasn't saved. I can't say that, certainly. But you think, Ki Hashem yeh b'kislecho, on the second, Achar shata nokim b'oven, v'noitzi toshia, u'mizima v'ata b'teich b'ashem. Kashay farash v'potak shafrot. There's another Tanai over here. It's not just enough to have bitochen. You also have to be nokim b'oven. You're
waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's umezimo, noitzer toshio umezimo, vata b'teich v'ashem.
You're waiting and b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
kasher yifarash b'pasuk shachrov. So there's really two things together, he says. Ki HaShem yeh b'kislecho, ki ha-tzadikim ha-nitzolam min ha-oven u-boitchim HaShem Yisbaruch, yaslam neis. V'yinotzolach l'pish ha-mokim nitzven. Tzadikim, that means people that are not meluchot k'daviris, will be saved if they're b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A nes will be done to them. V'shom ha-rag l'cham ilokid yishmorcho shal yilokid b'avoy ne'ir m'loshen ha-venitzinu yilok dunu es ha-resha. Yikash l'cham enokad, yisim l'shunis of lokid. So he clarifies, and he says as follows. Ki inin hazeh matzonu, ki im shmiras ha-toro v'ha-bitochen, you need two things together. Shmiras ha-toro and bitochen. That's in the Chavis Levav is also marach when you get to this. The person can't just say that he's going to have bitochen and not be mekayim the mitzvahs. Obviously it goes hand in hand with kiyum mitzvahs. Don't, because the Shbaruch is going to save me. Why should I save you if you're not being mekayim mitzvahs? So certainly it has to go hand in hand with Shmir Satero. Shmir Satero v'abitochen yogen Hashem Yisbarach b'ara choyse boi mikol tzor. Because the Shbaruch will protect him from any tzor. Shenema imras Hashem trufo mogin hu l'chol ha-choyse boi. Because the Shbaruch is a mogin for those people that are b'teach, but dafka with imas Hashem trufa, dafka if a person takes the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as pure, as purified, he's shemrit, together with the chesim boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. Nei David v'shloime chibru zeh inin yachad. David and Shloime, both in Tehillim and in Mishlei, they both put together the kiyum hamitzris together with the bitachin. Lo yidea ki im shmiras imras Hashem v'abitachin inogin Hashem l'chesim boy mikol torah. To tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect together if a person is Shemir the Torah and he has bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect mikol Torah. Oidesh lafarish moganu l'chol l'chaisin boi v'lai harachari tamah morav. That's really it's a different aspect when it gets to bitachon. That's the first nekuda that Rabbeinu Yehuda says before the next paragraph he starts v'nei nedavar l'bira bitachon, and he's going to discuss if a person is b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how do we find that Yaakov was scared sometimes? Shmuel was scared. He was scared to be Mamlech, Moishech, David HaMelech, Lamelech. Eichelech v'shom v'shom v'aragin, he says, what are you worried about? You spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do this. What are you worried about? When do we say, how does it work, this b'teich in this era? Be'ezer Hashem, we will see next week.